U.S. unseals indictment against Raul Castro for 1996 shoot down of unarmed U.S. civilian aircraft. The superseding indictment charges conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals, 2 counts of destruction of aircraft, and 4 counts of murder. According to the allegations, on February 24, 1996, 3 BTTR aircraft flew from South Florida toward Cuba. Cuban military fighter jets under the chain of command overseen by Raul Castro fired air-to-air missiles at 2 unarmed civilian Cessna aircraft, destroying them without warning while they were flying outside Cuban territory, killing 4 U.S. nationals, including 3 U.S. citizens, Carlos Costa, Armando Alejandre Jr., Mario de la Peña and Pablo Morales. The indictment further alleges that, in the weeks prior to the attack, Cuban military pilots conducted training exercises designed to locate and intercept slow-moving civilian aircraft. On the day of the incident, 3 BTTR planes departed from Opa-locka Airport for a planned humanitarian flight south of the 24th parallel. 2 of the aircraft, tail numbers N2456S and N5485S, were allegedly targeted and shot down in international airspace, resulting in the deaths of all 4 victims. If convicted, the defendants face a maximum penalty of death or life imprisonment on the murder and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals counts. Castro Ruz and Perez Perez face up to 5 years in prison for each of the destruction of aircraft counts. The statutory maximum penalties are prescribed by Congress and provided here for informational purposes only, as the sentencing of any defendant will be determined by a judge. Luis Raul Gonzalez Pardo Rodriguez, 65, of Havana, Cuba, is in U.S. custody pending sentencing later this month in the Middle District of Florida for making false statements in an immigration document. The U.S. Attorney's Office also acknowledged the assistance of the Florida Attorney General's Office. We are grateful for the support provided by Attorney General James Uthmeyer and his team during this investigation, said U.S. Attorney Reading Quiñones. Today's announcement is in conjunction with a ceremony at the Freedom Tower in Miami to honor the victims. Participants at today's press conference included Acting Attorney General Blanche, U.S. Attorney Reading Quiñones, U.S. Senator Ashley Moody, Deputy Director Christopher G. Raya of the FBI, and Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Abby D. Waxman and Michael E. Gilfarb for the Southern District of Florida are prosecuting the case, with the investigation led by the FBI Miami Field Office. An indictment is merely an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Updated May 20, 2026.